Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, February 8th. Yesterday in Capitol coverage, we heard from Senate President Kevin Grantham, who said he may not make public what punishment will be given to a Republican colleague in response to a formal claim of sexual harassment. Now, Benta Berkland reports that 15 Senate Democrats signed a letter on Tuesday asking the Republican Senate President to let the minority leader help decide a possible punishment.
A former legislative aide accused Republican Senator Randy Baumgartner from Hot Sulphur Springs of grabbing and slapping her buttocks four separate times in 2016 at the state capitol. It's been confirmed that an outside group investigating the complaint found it credible. Carrie Donovan is a Democratic state senator from Vail and signed the letter.
The process has found that the accusation was validated. And so we should have confidence in that process. And so now that that's concluded, it's time for action to be taken.
Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham said on Monday that he doesn't know whether he will make the decision alone as the presiding member of the chamber or whether the majority and minority leaders will also be included. All three received the investigator's report. Grantham has also declined to say whether he would let the public know what the consequences are. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Multiple media agencies are reporting that the Federal Bureau of Investigation served a warrant on Tuesday at the Sunset Mesa Funeral Home in Montrose. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reported that the funeral home recently came under scrutiny for harvesting body parts and performing funeral services under the same roof. Agents from the FBI, Homeland Security, and members of the Montrose Police Department were on hand Tuesday, conducting an extensive search of the facility. No arrests were made. In a recent story about the trade of body parts, Reuters reported that former employees of Sunset Mesa were being investigated by the FBI. Sunset Mesa is owned by Megan Hess, who operates another business called Donor Services. Donor Services offers low-cost cremation in exchange for donation of body parts for research. The Reuters report, which investigated body brokers in the United States, cited former employees who said Hess and her family profited richly from harvesting body parts. The former employees also testified that the Hess family took vacations with money made from selling gold teeth taken from deceased bodies. Colorado doesn't require a license for funeral directors and does not regulate the business of selling or procuring body parts for research. However, there are now a total of 11 complaints against Sunset Mesa with the Department of Regulatory Agencies. Those investigations remain open. From member station KRCC in Colorado Springs, authorities have named the suspect in the death of El Paso County Sheriff's Deputy Micah Flick. According to the police department, 19-year-old Colorado Springs resident Manuel Zatina opened fire on Flick and other detectives as they attempted to arrest him over a stolen car. Zatina and Deputy Flick were both killed in the exchange, and three other law enforcement officers were wounded. At a press conference on Tuesday, Sheriff Bill Elder described Flick's death as heartbreaking and emphasized the bravery of the men and women in uniform.
These are dangerous jobs in dangerous times, but these men and women are here to serve. And I am proud to be the sheriff of El Paso County today.
Also injured in the shootout was a man Elder described as an innocent bystander who happened to be walking in the area. He's currently being treated for his injuries, and his name has not been released. Flick was the third police officer in the state to be killed in the line of duty in the past 2 months. A rally was planned at the Colorado State Capitol in support of a law that would establish an employee-financed paid family medical leave program for Colorado workers. Eric Galatis has more.
Colorado workers, small business owners, and some lawmakers plan to gather on the west steps of the state capitol today in support of the Colorado Family Act, a bill that would create a worker-financed paid family leave program. Naya Mahajan with the group 9 to 5 Colorado says even though Colorado's economy is booming, many families are still living paycheck to paycheck. She says the new program would ensure that all workers have a baseline for economic security.
They are not facing financial crisis when they have to take time off of work to bond with a new baby or an adopted child, for their own serious illness, for taking care of the serious illness of a family member and loved one.
She says workers would contribute from $2 to $5 a week to create an insurance pool that can be tapped for up to 12 weeks of partial wages in a calendar year. Similar measures have stalled in the past four sessions. Critics say businesses should be free to set their own benefit policies and argue that the state should not be in the business of mandating paid leave standards. Mahajan says while some businesses can afford to offer paid leave, many can't, and a disproportionate number of families of color are falling through the gaps because of stagnant wages and rising costs of living. She adds states that already have family policies on the books have found parents with access to paid leave required less public assistance in the year following their child's birth compared to parents without access.
And when we don't have universal standards, it creates incredible inequalities and inequities for our working families. And those who often need the paid leave the most are the ones who end up not getting it.
The U.S. is the only developed nation without a paid family leave policy. And Mahajan notes one in four parents return to work after 2 weeks of giving birth just to keep their heads above water. The bill is expected to clear today's House Business Affairs and Labor Committee hearing. Mahajan says she expects the real battle to come in the state Senate. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, according to the Delta County Independent, the Delta County Commissioners approved a new marijuana ordinance that will go into effect on Saturday, February 10th. Ordinance 2018-01, which had its final reading and vote at the last county commission meeting, brings county law into compliance with state law. Regardless of medicinal or recreational use, the number of marijuana plants that can be grown per residence in Delta County is now limited to 12. The ordinance prohibits cultivation, growth, or production of any marijuana plants on or in all property other than residential. Only 12 plants per property can be grown, regardless of the number of people living there. Delta County Sheriff Fred McKee reminds growers that the 12 marijuana plants must be enclosed, covered, and must have the ability to lock all entryways. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.